This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time feeding some football on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens Colts tonight. M&T Bank Stadium preseason opener for both teams. Zach Gore, second year as Ravens defensive coordinator, talking about a couple of his players ahead of this matchup with Indy. And one of those guys was Bo Braid. And how's Bo Braid, Zach, grown from year one now to year two?
Similar to Sanus, man. Like, he's a heavy hitter, but he understands the defense now. Like, a lot of times when you're a rookie, you're just trying to focus on what I have to do. And you can make plays on doing what you're supposed to do, but when you understand how the whole scheme fits together, the person next to you, what his responsibility is, okay, now look at the formation. It's only so many things offense can do out of that formation. Now I can play faster and I can make plays and shoot my shot. So just like Sanusi, man, he understands the scheme more, so now he's able to go play freely and cut it loose.
And I expect Bo Braid to show up tonight. I expect him to have a good game. He has been playing faster. I mean, we heard Bordy talk about with the Orioles young guys playing fast, not having to think. And that's the same thing. I mean, we've heard Harbs talking about a lot about playing fast, you know, so you're not thinking, you're just reacting and playing. And that's what Bo needs to do tonight. We need to hear his number called, number 25. We need to hear it called a few times tonight.
Now, he and Kane, Sanusi, fighting for a roster spot? Are they both good? I mean,
I would say right now they're on the team, Bob, right, because they're the two backups. But if they were to go get a veteran, then one of them would be on, you know, on the chopping block, probably, and probably whoever the better special teams player would be. And so they need to show up on that tonight, too.
Now, Trent Simpson's entering his third year here in Baltimore. It's a big year. He was a starter last year and barely played down the stretch outside of special teams. Zach Gore talks about what he wanted Trenton to work on in the offseason.
Just focus on reading his keys and footwork. His stuff is just fundamental, man. Just when offense changes the picture, are my feet right, are my eyes right? And he's focused on that. He's in here all the time. Santucci and his son, Matt Pease, and Noah have done a good job with him. So he's having a real good camp. Now he just has to go put it together in these preseason games. So, you know, nobody's going to leave any stone unturned like Trent Simpson, man. He's going to do everything he can to be the best player he could possibly be. So, you know, we'll see.
We're gonna find out his football instincts. I mean, that's the thing. Is he naturally instinctive? Because Patrick Queen got better, you know, and this kid has gone the wrong direction. So we need to see him make plays. And how do you make plays? You got to read and react quickly. And that's his thing is he hesitates and, you know, and then he gets behind blocks and then he gets blocked. So his football instincts, what do they look like tonight? you know, and we got to be talking about him good tomorrow because he's going to play a lot. I promise you he's playing a lot. So he's got to show up and make plays tonight.
Have you noticed an improvement in that area during camp so far? Granted, they've only been in pads a couple of times, but
I would say, Bob, we'll get a much better picture tonight when, you know, it's not, okay, it's first and 10, it's third and 6. No. This is game situations where things are reacting quicker. You don't know the people over there, and he's got to react. He's got to play. I'll be anxious to see if they run blitz him a lot or blitz him a lot, you know, to take any thinking out. If that's the case, I'm hoping not. I hope we're just going to see very vanilla tonight, and then we can see what skills that the players have. Don't stunt. Don't do those things. Let's see what they can do.
And speaking of Clemson young players, now in his second year in the NFL, Nate Wiggins got himself in a little jam the other day, which was frowned upon, of course, the brawl with the Colts. But here's Zach Orr talking about, you know, year one, year two with last year's first round pick.
He's just more locked in on his technique and fundamentals. Like, Nate, everybody says that. We all know it. You guys know it. He played great for us last year. He is one of the most physically gifted cornerbacks I've personally seen. And all he had to do was just continue to work on his technique, which he did last year. But now him coming in with that mindset and knowing the defense, he's a smart player, so now he understands the defense like the back of his hands. Now he can really lock in on his technique. He's been doing that since spring. He was here all spring. He's carried it over through training camp, and he's doing great things out there. So I can't be even begin how happy I am with Nate and his maturity and his growth.
And he's put on like 10 pounds also, which is big. Biggest thing I notice is he's not grabbing all the time. You know, you run 4-2, you don't need to grab the receiver all the time. You know, to me, that's just kind of being lazy. So I think, you know, like Zach was talking about, I think fundamentally he's a lot better. I think he's going to have a big year.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105 Show of the Fan, NFL Lunch, Total Request Thursday, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass tonight. Three games in the NFL, and then a whole plethora of preseason action, including tomorrow night, Cleveland taking on the Carolina Panthers. Shedeur Sanders is going to get the start. And here's Joe Flacco, now in Cleveland, their starting quarterback until something changes, talks about Shedeur getting that first start.
Oh, it'll be interesting. I think we'll all be, you know, sitting there watching and be excited for, you know, football to be going real time. And I think he's probably excited about that, too. I mean, your first time to go in the NFL, I remember mine. I mean, I didn't get to play until the last 2 minutes of the game, but it's something that he'll remember forever. I mean, you know, most of us have dreamt about this moment, you know, since we were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So for him to get a chance to go out there and actually take the field, even though it's preseason, you know, we're all going to be on the sidelines and at home and enjoying it. So
I wish he would have kind of, like, said how he thinks he'll do, you know, how he's been practicing and stuff, but that doesn't seem like that's Joe. I mean, yeah, is it a big deal? Absolutely. But it's even a bigger deal if you play well, you know, and you're in a 6-horse race or whatever it is, that come out and show your stuff. Because what they say is he holds the ball too long from the pocket. You know, he's got to get the ball out quicker tomorrow night. You know, I'll be anxious to watch. I want to see it too.
NFL Network, by the way, if you're looking for that sort of entertainment. But in Cleveland, Joe Flacco's the starter. Deshaun Watson's not playing. Kenny Pickett's not playing. Dylan Gabriel's not playing. So Sanders, at least tonight, going to get a lot of run there.
Sanders is getting a half or more probably, and Tyler Huntley will get the rest.
Now tonight, outside of the Ravens, Cincinnati is at Philadelphia. And the big news about this game, Nolan, is it a Super Bowl preview? Hell no, it's not. Yeah, it could be anyway. We'll get our predictions later. But Cincinnati's playing their starters. With the hope being, Vinny, no more slow starts to the season.
Well, what's going to happen is, I mean, if you're the Bengals, the Eagles, they're not going to play their starters.
They who?
You know, so, I mean, you're going against their twos. So what you'd like to do is take the ball, drive it right down the field, get points, and then you're done. Bob, if they take it down and score, they're done. You know, if they go 3-and-out, they'll probably get another series. I mean, that's usually how it goes.
How to avoid a slow start if you're Cincinnati? Don't lose at Cleveland as 5.5-point favorites on week 1.
and Joe Burrow be healthy.
Yeah, which he's been throughout training camp, and we talked about it a couple of days ago. That's been a problem for them the last two, 3 years. He's always banged up throughout camp into the preseason. And the Colts tonight in Baltimore, Vinny, you got to see him a couple of days ago. What are your impressions of Indianapolis trying to compete with Houston in the AFC South?
Bob, the only way they can compete in the South is quarterback's got to play well. You know, I mean, right now they got a battle with Daniel Jones and Richardson. So they're going to play one tonight, and then one will start the next week. So they don't have a quarterback right now. They have a good run game. They have a lot of good pieces, but they don't have the main ingredient. That's the biggest problem, because they got some guys on defense that could. I was surprised, Bob. I thought the Ravens would dominate them, but they didn't. So I thought other than quarterback, they were better than I thought they were.
It's Vinny and Haney. When we come back, shift to the major leagues. The Orioles are off today after handling their business yesterday against Philadelphia behind Mayo's bat and Trevor Rogers' left arm. But we'll look at the action. Boston winning streak, still alive. If you missed it, we'll tell you. Yankees losing streaks, that's still happening. We'll let you know. Updated standings. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talks some NFL with him. Less than a month away from kickoff of the 2025 season. Start getting into this fantasy stuff as well. Who are some of these early sleepers that could help you win some dough? Because we all know who the fancy people are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for the American League East report here on this Total Request Thursday. Yesterday, Orioles beat the Phillies 5-1, and their three-game losing streak. Come back 2-4 on the road trip. Trevor Rogers battled through six innings, 104 pitches. Orioles got that double play thing working, helping him out defensively. Pitched himself out of a couple of jams, eight hits, one run, six Ks. Now 5-2 on the season is Trevor Rogers, who has been outstanding. Look, I was skeptical, just like a lot of people were, but he's healthy. He's got pace on the fastball. He could paint his corners. Wasn't as sharp yesterday as he has been, but shut down a Phillies lineup that can be really, really explosive. So the Orioles get a win there. Finally, breakthrough offensively. Hadn't scored in 18 innings. Kobe Mayo, 2-for-4 with a homer. That three-run Jack was a very impressive homer at that. Jackson Holliday and Jackson both had ribbies. How about Enns coming in there out of the bullpen? 2 innings, 1 hit, 5 Ks. Orioles were 3-for-4 with runners in scoring position. So the Birds handled their business in the finale against Philadelphia. A's come to town tomorrow. Right now, as a matter of fact, the A's are shutting out the Nats down in D.C. 5-0. Bottom of the fifth inning, and the A's have a lot of good young talent, man. Nick Kurtz was just the player of the month in July, and he's going to be the rookie of the year. Wilson's hurt right now, but Soderstrom, they got these brilliant outfielders running around there, track and fly balls. So the A's Orioles three-game set starts tomorrow at 7:05. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub at 6. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix be down hanging out with you. So come on down. It's been a couple of weeks. Say hello. And as we always say, don't come empty-handed. Tomo Sugano, by the way, going to be on the hill for the Birds of Baltimore. Last night in the division, the Yankees were scuffling. They had lost 5 in a row. Boston had passed them in the American League East. They're barely hanging on to a wild card spot. But a veteran with big-time clutch performance experience came through in the clutch.
Driven in the air to left field and deep. Goldschmidt has given the Yankees the lead. Off the bench and out the yard.
Pinch hit home run. Yes, with the call. Paul Goldschmidt proved to be the difference in the game. 3-2 final score, New York over the Rangers. Anthony Volpe out of ribby as well. With the win, New York ends a 5-game losing streak. Texas does win the series, however, 2-1. And boy, we sit here and talk about how bad the Orioles have been. And they're bad based on expectations. But Colorado's really, really, really bad. And Toronto's really, really, really good. And they went all slow pitch softball on Colorado this week.
And first pitch to Schneider is tagged out to left field. And it's gone. Davis Schneider ambushes 96 elevated and gets around it for his 6th home run of the season.
He hit 2 at Sportsnet on the call on the day. Schneider looks like Strider, who looks like Skeens, who looks like Cease, you know, with that mustache-y kind of thing going on there. He wears it well. Vlad Jr., Bo Bichette, Clement also go deep. Kevin Gausman benefited from 20 runs of support as the Blue Jays sweep the series and in the process score 45 runs in 3 games. That is slow pitch softball. 45 runs, 20-1.
-316.
It's incredible.
Jesus.
20-1 was the final score. So Toronto maintains its advantage on top of the division. We'll get to the standings in a second. Hey, the Rays are taking on the Angels. And, you know, Tampa's trying to hang around. And last night, that was a good step in the right direction.
High 90s, and Christopher Morel gets into one, and the Rays take the lead. Christopher Morel had been 0-for-6 with a strikeout every time up in this series. And on the first one he sees here in the 7th, he gives the Rays a 5-4 lead.
And Morel's home run, that was FanDuel on the call, proved to be the difference in the game. 5-4 final score. Caminero goes deep twice. As Tampa takes that one, takes 2 out of 3 against the Angels. Mike Trout, by the way, we talked earlier with him about him with Oriole Hall of Famer Joe Orsolek. He had his 20th home run of the season on Mike Trout. Quietly doing Mike Trout things when he's playing. Kansas City taking on Boston. Red Sox were on fire. Winners of 7 in a row. But Jonathan Indian said enough of that.
And the next one. Swing and a ball well hit. Deep left field, that's way back there, and that is out of here. A home run for Jonathan India over the monster, a 3-run homer. And the Royals have some daylight finally. They lead it 6-2 here in the 7th inning.
FanDuel on the call there as well. India, former National League Rookie of the Year with the Reds, hit a 3-run jack. Kyle Isbell drove in a couple. Kansas City ends Boston's 7-game winning streak, 7-3. Waka 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 picked up his 6th win of the season. The Red Sox, however, do take 2 out of 3 against the Royals. No games in the division today, but tomorrow some interesting matchups starting at Houston at the Yankees. Boston is at San Diego. Tampa's at Seattle, and Toronto's at the Dodgers. So all of these series of great import, all of them having some playoff hopes. And in the Toronto-LA Dodgers series, it's a battle of first place teams getting it on at Chavez Ravine. Standings update real quick. In the American League East, Toronto's 4 up on Boston, 6.5 on New York. Detroit's lead against Cleveland has been trimmed to 6. Kansas City's only 8.5 back, only air quotes. And then Houston, they're feeling it. Seattle's won 3 in a row, Nolan, and they're 2 games out of first place. Phillies, 2.5 up on the Mets. In the NL East, Brewers, they're on fire. They've won 6 in a row. They're 4 up on the Cubs in the Central. And out West, the Dodgers' lead against San Diego is just 2. So as the Padres try to maintain themselves, a little playoff fun. Wildcard teams, if the playoffs started today, it would be the Red Sox, Seattle, and New York in the American League. Both Cleveland and the Rangers, 1.5 out. And in the NL, it's Chicago, San Diego, and the Mets. And the Reds are 3 off the pace there. When we come back, we'll talk about the start of the preseason and more fantasy stuff as we're ramping that up. I guess people have fantasy drafts coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Our next guest already had a bunch of them. He's with Fox Sports Radio. He is Mike Harmon. They're on a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Adibis, Rodden, Owen McGraw. Ravens on the field tonight against the Colts. Orioles are off. Nats are getting puffy pants by the A's. We'll be in town tomorrow, so we got all that to get into. But joining us now, we're less than a month away from the official start of the NFL season, and he's going to give us some fantasy advice. We'll talk real sports as well. From Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com, I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's happening, man?
What's going on, guys? You guys are actually in the same studio together? I mean, do you remember what the other looked like or what?
I mean, I'd work from home all day long if they let me. But yes. But yes. Like, Carmen, we are here. It's more of a traffic thing, but that's another. I don't want to get running hot in the final couple segments of the show. Now, smelling salts became a thing, and we were talking about it yesterday. I've never used smelling salts. I mean, I've been in a situation for multiple reasons where I've been unconscious enough, they probably would have helped me out. But it looked like they were banned, but there has been some clarity. So, Mike, why the smelling salts becoming a big deal? Because George Kittle looked like he was going to start crying a couple of days ago because of it.
Well, I mean, you're trying to get that hit, to get that jolt and get yourself back into business, right? We've watched it with boxing for years and wrestling and certainly in the NFL and, you know, looking for that little boost to get on. I usually opt for something with like 8 shots of espresso in it, but that's just me. I don't know that they're going to have a Samovar down sideline like kicking and screaming or anything like that, but the great Will Ferrell, Mike Ditka movie with the great Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
But all of that to say, and Rachel Harris is in there because anything she's in is, got to be watched. But all of that to say, it's the NFL taking their stance of, hey, you know, we're not supplying it, so don't sue us if it is masking problems with your cognitive functions later on. So I think that's where the sticky wicket is with all of this stuff and the recommendation that came down last year. So they were banning it from being administered. Now you got to hire some poor schlub to monitor what everybody else has, right? So maybe George Kittle likes a lavender. Maybe the guy down the road likes like a little raspberry kind of feel to it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with this, fellas. Now you got the personalized pops that these guys are going to want. No, it's a pain in the ass, but I understand the legalese of it all necessitates such.
Yeah, well, it is all about player safety, and you know, you understand where the National Football League is ultimately coming from. But a guy that's it might not have a pain in his ass, but a pain in his back, and he's out there with you guys in the beautiful people land of Los Angeles. Matthew Stafford got the disc issue, which required an epidural. We know Jimmy G's out there ready to roll if called upon to do so. But if we're looking at Stafford's potential availability for Week 1, could it be in peril right now, Mike, because I speak from experience, this back stuff can be real tricky.
No, once we start talking about back injuries, we, you know, have that extra layer of caution, no question about it. We got his old buddy, you know, I don't know if you know this, but they went to school together, Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, I heard that.
Who's had a back or four in his career. So every time he takes he's a modern marvel anymore with all the questions that we had for years with him. But all of this right now is precautionary. I mean, Sean McVay wasn't going to play anybody in the preseason anyway, right? I mean, that's been true to form for several years. So Matthew Stafford really wouldn't be taking a lot of practice reps, and he sure as hell wouldn't be getting in line for major work during a preseason game. So I think this is all to the Rams' benefit because you're going to have to be working to manage him anyway, like you did a bit last year, right? Concerns of what was going on when the offensive line was decimated, Kupp was hurt and everything, and Stafford kind of muddled through the first half of the season. But you look at his overall numbers, and he had some big games. He had a 4-game stretch where he threw half of his touchdowns for the year, right? 10 of his 20 came in a 4-week span. Overall, it's a team that wants to run the ball. They paid Kyren Williams, not a king's ransom, but a pretty nice wage for him. You got Garoppolo, who's shown he can be a placeholder. He's shown that he can move the ball up and down, play great defense, run the football. And the key for him, don't make mistakes. For Matthew Stafford, that was what most of last year was. He only had 20 touchdown passes on the year. So when everybody starts telling me how great he was and whatever else, like, no, he was situationally good and had a good run. And obviously those playoff games are next level. That's what you're playing for. You're playing for January. So if he's got to sit in traction for a month and watch reruns of insert show here, all the better for Sean McVay and company. Jimmy G can handle the load.
Hey, Mike, it seems like a lot more teams are playing starters now in the preseason. What's your opinion?
Well, I think some of it is you're seeing teams like the Bengals and so many others, and the Rams fell into this last year as well. But, you know, you add the injury element to it all. But coming out of the slow starts, right, those are games you can't get back. As much as you want to dismiss it of, well, now, you know, it's the feel-out process, right? That used to be the line with Belichick-led teams of, all right, they feel you out in September, and then it starts to roll. Well, they still usually went 3-1 in September. They wasn't clean, right? It wasn't aesthetically pleasing a lot of times, but they're still winning football. For a lot of these squads, they're running in historically, and, you know, Cincinnati's the great example of what, you know, Taylor and those guys have done. They've been terrible in September. So you're trying to figure out, how do you jumpstart things? So, yeah, and especially if you got new coordinators, new coaches, new huge elements to your offensive change, then, yeah, you've got to at least start getting into the functional way, because God knows the one thing the PA did for their benefit in between all the scandals was they really limited the amount of practice time you get. So you got to figure out where you're going to get it, guys. So here's your example. So tonight, tomorrow, and for the next 2-3 glorious weeks, guys will get more reps than they probably ever wanted in preseason games. Hell, Aaron Rodgers even said, hey, if Mike wants me to do it, I'll do it. So you're making him the heavy.
Hey, Mike, what's your opinion on Caleb Williams, your Bears? Because I've heard that Caleb Williams is really struggling with the offense.
Yeah, I don't think that's a shock, or at least it isn't to me. I've been on the under, 8.5 wins. I mean, you know, everybody wanted to get excited. There's been a bunch of shiny new toys. They revamped the offensive line. Hell, it was so great. It got Ryan Poles an extension for winning the offensive line. Yeah. Woohoo! Look at that. Here's a new deal. It looks shiny and new on paper. But Ben Johnson's offense is complicated. It was not going to, you know, Rome was not going to be built in a day. And Odunze might be a solid player to do that transition. But, you know, you brought in Loveland. You still have Komet there. You've got all the pieces that look like, on paper, that it should click. But it's a lot of learning. It's a lot of forgetting what you just did last year, which was an absolute lost year. When you had multiple coordinators, you had Eberflus as your head coach to start. They did that kid a huge disservice from day one. All the other stories about whether he wanted to be there and pouting and things, he took his shots in the and against the coaches, hey, they didn't watch film with me and all that, whatever real or imagined, they set him up to fail last year. And now all of a sudden, because they won the offseason and a couple of big guys on radio and TV decided that's their team, well, the expectation and microscope goes up. So even if they're just screwing around trying to throw a ball into a net, it becomes the biggest thing in the world. The fact that he's got a painted fingernail becomes the biggest thing in the world. We're all a bunch of dopes in our business is really what it comes down to for me. I focus on the dumbest little things. But do I think he's going to struggle? Yeah, I do. I mean, I watched a lot of bad habits. They don't get fixed overnight, right? I mean, how many of those 68 sacks were really on the offensive line versus him not processing well because he didn't have to do it with the, you know, that rapid firing of the synapses when he was at USC? He was able to scramble, make plays, and make things happen. Well, in the NFL, that clock's a lot faster.
Appreciate the optimism. There's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDome.com. Iowa Perplexes, the podcast. Mike, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Going to get your thoughts on what Travis Hunter's fantasy upside could be, since he's going to be mainly a wide receiver. But, you know, that Trevor Lawrence guy, he's going to have a lot to do with it. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace and love, guys. Be good. We'll talk to you next week.
There he is, Mike Harmon, Bears fan, but not drinking the blue and orange Kool-Aid, at least right now. We'll come back, Funhouse with Nolan, find out who our featured artist is for tomorrow, then Inside Access. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. We'll be talking about the Ravens game tonight against the Indianapolis Colts. No injuries for either side.
That's big.
And then talking about hopefully some standout performers who are going to make us all feel warm and fuzzy about ourselves. And let's see Tyler Loop bang a couple long-distance field goals in there.
I'd love to see I hope they get like a 63-60, like right before the half or something long where he gets a chance to really kick one long.
Let's do what you got to do. The looper. We don't want him to see the lopper before it's all said and done. Nolan McGraw, any closing thoughts for the people? Are you ready for that funhouse of yours?
Well, since you've got a gun against my head here in terms of self-promotion, I got to remind the people again, I'm going to be on Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4.
I'd already forgotten.
I know. My skin is crawling just self-promoting myself here. I hate it. I can't stand it.
You don't like kissing your own ass?
No, I hate it. I hate it so much. But listen to me on Saturday.
There's a
Quick Draws Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
What time's that show again?
2 to 4 on Saturday. Don't worry, you're going to hear about it tomorrow.
I'm going to make sure we hear about it tomorrow.
Right. Don't forget.
I won't.
All right, we've been doing a lot of talking about the Orioles spending today. This text comes from Mike. Says, when it comes to the Orioles, it's not just simply about raising payroll. They did do that this past year. It's about spending that money wisely, picking your spots. $8.5 million for Sanchez, $40 million for O'Neill, and $15 million for a 41-year-old pitcher. It's just not smart choices. Increase the money all you want, but it doesn't always result in winning.
Yeah, that's a great point. And the texter brought up, I believe, percentage of salary versus last year. It might have been the highest offseason increase in all of baseball. A lot of that had to do with arbitration figures, re-signing some of their returning players. But, yeah, it's time. Even with that, it's time to take it to yet another level. The Orioles can live, maybe not in the high-rent district where Angelos had them back in the 90s. They can live mid-level. They can live around the 14, middle of the pack, spend some dough, and do it strategically, get a couple of impact people to change things. But if you're going to raise ticket prices, and they saved a lot of money at the trade deadline, reinvest that dough into the team. And I'm an idiot. Not even I know that. You know what I mean?
Big savings there at the trade deadline, by the way.
$8.5 million
Saving what on Ramon Urias? Big contract. $9 million for Andrew Kittredge.
What time's your show tomorrow? Or
not tomorrow. You're going to hear about it.
I already forgot about it. Yeah, You're teasing already. I might have to listen on the Odyssey app. Get you running hot a little bit.
Good Lord.
I'll call it. I was on hold for 4 hours. Hang up and call back. Nobody tells you to hold for 4 hours. Holy, I never got that.
We won't stand for that on my show.
Yeah.
No complaint.
That used to be instant eject. Anyway, next.
Well, here's a scorching hot take.
Oh.
It deals with Tyler O'Neill. Texter says, yet another Tyler O'Neill injury. Without a doubt, the worst contract in Orioles history. How's that for hot take? Says Chris Davis might have stopped hitting, but at least he was still out there playing. Yubaldo Jimenez couldn't regain his best form, but he still went out there and he pitched. I guess O'Neill will next stub his toe going into the bathroom and miss a few weeks for that. The laughter you're hearing in the background is the Red Sox organization.
And look, with O'Neill, he still has an opportunity next year to prove the naysayers wrong, and I'm one of them. But if he goes on the IL, we'll know tomorrow, of course. It'll be, what, third time this year, 17th in his career? I mean, the track record speaks for itself. Chris Davis had earned that big contract. He led the majors in home runs twice. Now, signing into that deal was bad because he might have been downsloping in the shift. Totally ruined him. And Ubaldo's a guy that had sucked since his Colorado days and had a good second half for Cleveland. Worst contract in Orioles history.
We got a ways to go before we get there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if I thought hard, Charlie Morton looked like it in May.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually flipped him for a pulse.
Yeah. Right. And maybe O'Neill kind of sticks to the trend that he's been on every other year sort of thing. 2023, injured. 2024, pretty good.
Oh,
this
cool.
Year, injured again. So
he's like the Olympics.
We're playing
the
trends.
Every
here.
Odd number year.
We're playing the trends.
Right.
That's going to do
even
it.
Even number round. We're done. All right. Inside Access coming up next. Wonder if they're going to talk about this Orioles ticket price thing in eliminating the 13 game and
man.
The 29 game.
Yes.
Price. And talk about the upcoming game tonight. Ravens taking on the Colts. We're back tomorrow. Don't forget Ribbon It with Ryan at noon. Look ahead to this A series. He's got a lot of good young players. We'll talk about some of them. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.